Okay, today's afternoon base. We are on Nun Aleph on the base, I believe, about like 7-8 lines from the bottom by the two dots. The Motze Yontov. So the Mishnah said that on Motze Yontov they would go down to the Ezra Shnashim, or Misaknim Sham Tikkun Gadol. They would make this big fix. So what's the big fix? My Tikkun Gadol. So Amar Rav Elazar, says, what they're talking about is Ke'osu Shoshanino. Is they're talking about what they discussed in somewhere else. Where they discussed it? Discussed in the Midos. It's the fifth Mishnah, second parak in Midos, that the Ezra's Nashim in the Beis HaMikdash, Chalaka Haisab Rishona. Originally it was flat, right? The Hikufa Guzuz Torah. And they added from three sides, sort of like a mirpes, like a porch. They added a balcony around it, that they made the, so I guess they had to put poles and put the whole thing to columns to build a balcony. Right. And then they had is that the woman would sit on top and the men would sit on the bottom when they had the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So Tanur Rabbanan, give us the history. Barishona, before they put the Gizuz Torah there, during the Siman of the Beis HaShoeva, Hayu Nashim Mibifnim, it was the Ezra's Nashim, so the Nashim were inside, right? Ba'Nashim Machutz, and the men were outside. Rashi says that what it means that they were Machutz, is that they were all the way outside. They were outside, like on the sides of the, like on the mountain, basically on the out, totally outside. But but it would lead to mixed dancing. It would lead to kalos rosh. You had some problems there. So they flipped it around and had the men on the inside and the women on the outside. But dying how you born the day kalos rosh, it still led to some levity. So hiskinu shi unashim yoshus milmala va'anashim milmata. And they had, so they, what they did is they made a takana, they had the women sit on top and the men be on the bottom. They added this balcony base, so to speak, to the base of Midrash. The Gemara says, hechi yobet hochi, how could they do that? How could they possibly change the base of Midrash? Doesn't the pasuk say, v'haksiv, this is in Divrei Hayomim, Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Perek Chav Ches, it says that, regarding the Beis HaMikdash, Hakol b'chsav miyad Hashem, alai hiskil kol malachos tatavnis, meaning all the details of how the binyan is supposed to be built and all the measurements were given to David from Hashem by, I guess, Nasan Anavi. So since Hashem explained him how they should build the Beis HaMikdash, how did they change it? So Amarav kra ashkach v'dorish, that people of that generation found a pasuk about separating the men from the women, and it post quotes a pasuk from Gog u'Magog. This is pasuk from Zechariah, talking about a hesped that Bnei Yisrael is going in the future going to be giving on Mashiach ben Yosef, who's going to be killed in the war of Gog u'Magog. The pasuk says, "V'safdo ha'aretz mishpachos levad, each family by itself, mishpachas beis David levad u'nishehem levad." So the family one and the women are going to be separate. And it continues, Rishmacha beis Nasa Levad and Nasheim Levad, meaning Amru, Balod Varm Kavachomer, Kavachomer, Vaha, Amal, Osig Lavo, Usha Osim, the Hesped, at that time when they were dealing with the Hesped, the Ein Yitzahara Sholot Behem, during the time of mourning, it's the Yitzahara for Arias is not as powerful. Your focus is elsewhere. That's a fair statement, right? Amr Torah, Anshu, and Nasheim Levad, and Nasheim Levad. Nevertheless, they said that the men should be on one side, should be separated from the women. Achshav, here, there is a mind based on Simcha's Beis HaShoeva, which we're dealing with the opposite emotion. We're dealing with the greatest Simcha, the greatest joy. Shasukim is Simcha, the Yetzirah Sholit Behem, and Yetzirah is now has power over them. Allah is Kamakama, Kavachoma, you have to have a separation between men and the women, so it wouldn't come to violate any Averos. This obviously is a major Makor in the Gabi Din of Mechitza. So, the question always is what is the purpose of the Mechitza? And depending on what your purpose of mechitza is, depends on what type of mechitza you will consider valid. A lot of people hold the idea of the mechitza is that the men do not see the women. If the idea is that the men do not see the women, then you need to have a high enough and thick enough and not see-through mechitza to separate men from the women. Obviously, having them upstairs makes a difference also, and it wouldn't be a problem, and that would be valid mechitza. But Rav Moshe has a big chiddush, and he says the idea of a mechitza, I don't remember the source where it's in the Gros Moshe. I just don't remember where, because I wrote it down in my other Gemara. He says that the idea of having the mechitza is just to create a separation. See over here, his raya is from this Gemara. Because the Gemara says, what was the first issue that they had? They just had the men on the women on the inside and the men on the outside. They just wanted to have them separated. They didn't care about them seeing each other. Then what was the first fix? The first fix was just to have the men on the inside and the women on the outside. But that's basically on the same level. But they still were able to see each other. So the issue
wasn't good.
So the issue he held, but it
was only good because it led to.
It led to something. We didn't say it was no good as a separation. It said it led to Kala's Rosh. So he says that as long as you have a valid separation, as long as you have a valid separation, that's sufficient. However, a big caveat, Rav Moshe says, is that valid separation is good. However, if the women are not dressing appropriately, and they're still violating other Yisurim, then you got a problem regarding saying certain parts of Tefillah. You can't say halachas. You can't say Kriyat Shema. You know, with the woman's hair not covered. Yes, the Aruch HaShulchan has a whole to do about trying to be limud zchus. So Moshe says in those instances where you're just having a separate, because you have certain mechitzos that as long as there's a separation, you can have a plexiglass thing, you know, something that just creates a separation. What? Well, that you have to make the separation, whatever it was.
Which you can see faces.
Right? He held that even, but a plexiglass he held was valid. Okay, but with the big caveat though, you have to be careful that make sure that you're not having people on the other side of the let me just be fair. On either side of the chitzah, they're not doing dvarim that are tzanua, because then you have a problem saying Kriya Shema on certain tefillos. But the makor comes from here. Okay.
So this is a one-time.
They did it once a year.
It was a one-time thing, or yeah. Every year they built this.
It seems in the mission that every year they went down and built it.
Because otherwise, it'd be,
right? They did it every year.
I thought it was a structure that stayed
there. They had it. I mean, they put up the scaffolding every year, I guess, to make it.
It seems to be that it was done. Something was done
with regard to this every single year. Okay. Now we go on to some Agadah. Okay, so the Gemara had mentioned the Hesped that Zechariah Hanavi gave a prophecy about. So what was the Hesped about? So ha Hesped the Mayavidite. What was the purpose? What was it for? So Pligiba Rabizosav Rabban, Machloksin Rabdosav Rabban, Chad Amr 1 says, I'm Mashiach ben Yosef. The Hesped is on Mashiach ben Yosef Shenerog, who gets killed in the Mechem of Gog and Magog. The Chad Amr al Yitzahara Shenerog. The other one says the Hesped is on the Yitzahara, who is killed by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see later soon. The Kadosh Baruch Hu will kill the Yitzahara. I mean, the Marsha says it's not that Yitzhar is not Shaykh Hariga. It's basically that it's killed its power over you. Okay. So, Bishlam Olaman Damar Shil Ben Yosef. Never I understand why there would be a Hesped Amon Shil Ben Yosef who's killed. Hainu Dixiv, that's what the Pasuk says over there in Zechariah. The Bitu Eli, Esasher Dikaru, Visaftu Alav, Kimispeid Ali Yachid. In other words, that they'll lift their eyes to Hashem because of all the tsar that they have on Mashiach Ben Yosef being killed. And that's how you do. And if an individual is killed, there's a Hesped. However, El Lamanda Amar Al Yetzirah Shenerog. If you say that it's the Yetzirah, you're talking about the Yetzirah that was killed. High Hesped, the Boy Lamevad. Why are they making a Hesped? Simcha Boy Lamevad. Should be a joyous day, a joyous occasion. But my Bachel, why they cry? So Kedarash Rabbi Yehuda. It's based on the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda, who says La Asid Lavo. In the future, maybe you're going to Baruch the Yetzirah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu pulls out the Yetzirah. He shechs the Yetzirah, whatever that means. He shechs the Yetzirah in front of the Tzadikim, in front of the Rishoyim. Tzadikim nidma lehem kahar gavoa. The Tzadikim see this Yetzirah and looks like this massive mountain, right? That means it's very difficult to traverse. For Rishoyim nidma lehem kichut asara, and for the Rishoyim it looks like this small string, right? Like a shoelace. So halalu bochim, halalu bochim. Both of the Rishoyim and the Tzadikim are crying. Tzadikim bochim, why are the tzadikim crying? But omrim, and they say, heyach yacholnu lithvosh hargavogah. How was it possible that we were able to conquer this mountain? Seems like maybe the tears of joy for the tzadikim. I'm not sure exactly tears of joy. I don't know why they're crying. Rishayim bochim, Rishayim, they're crying because they say, heyach lo yacholnu lithvosh eschutas hargavogah. How was it possible that we were not able to triumph over this small thing? Right, Rashi in the Yerushalmi tzadikim. He says, Tzadikim bochim sheniskarim b'tza'aram. They remember the tzar, their pain. Shehayu lehem lechvosh harasha hazeh b'chayehem. That they had to conquer this strong mountain during their lifetime. That's what Rashi points out. The Maharsha says it's difficult to say that crying about something in the past. So he says that the Maharsha says they're crying about the Yitzhara is gone now, that they're no longer able to triumph over it, and therefore they don't have zechuyus anymore. Okay. So that's why they're crying. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu tama imayim, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu also is bewildered. Sheamar, the pasuk says, Kol Amar Hashem Tzvakos, Ki Yipalei Be'enei She'irisa Amazeh Bayamim Ahim, Gam Be'enai Yipalei. Even in my mind, I will be I will be say it's a wonder. I'm not sure if he's wondering why the Tzaddikim were able to conquer it, or why the Rishayim were not able to conquer it, or maybe both. Right? He says Rashi. So he, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is also bewildered by the inability or the ability to conquer the Yetzer Hara. But it's okay. So now the Gemara is going to bring more mamoros regarding the koach of the Yetzer Hara. Amar Rabbi Dosa. Amar Rabbi Asi.
So what's the bewilderment we're talking about?
Where's that staying, Rashi? There's never anything put in front of you that you can't pass. There's no.
It's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and that came
up. So how you say that the Rebbe Shlomo was bewildered by that they were able to conquer it?
What's the guy? They should have been able to. They have
should
to,
have been able to conquer it. So what's a bewilderment?
It doesn't say it like that. It says that Hashem is not a torturer.
Okay.
He can torture you.
Okay, so it doesn't say there's nothing there.
Like that. There's things you can't.
Doesn't say there's nothing there that you can't. You can't.
It says, but it says Hashem doesn't. Okay. Not true Nisa. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Hashem doesn't come to.
What does he say in the footnotes? I don't know what's there.
Right.
All right.
So I'm Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Asi says Yetzahara. When the Yetzahara comes to seduce a person to do an avera, batchila domelo lechut shel buchya. And in the beginning, he seems like this sort of. I think it's like a string of a spider web. I think that means a chut shel buch. I don't know if I touched that. Ulevasof. And at the end, after he sort of convinces you and draws you a little bit, dome ka'avotos ha'agala. He's like the rope of the, that you tie the cow to the machresha. Right? It's this big heavy rope. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, is in Yeshaya Perikhei, hoy moshe ha'avon b'chavle hashav b'chavot ha'agala chata. Like, woe is to those, and originally they pulled them with chavle shav, with these small little strings, chavle shav, like a spider string. But in the end, they're tied to it and it's with a strong rope, which is avot ha'agala. Okay. Now the Gemara brings a brisa now that mentions the death of Mashiach ben Yosef. Tan Rabbanan, we don't need a brisa. Mashiach ben David, she'asid lihigalos meher b'yameinu. Mashiach ben David, who in the future will be revealed, may be speedily in our days. Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Sha'al mi meni davar v'tein lecha. Ask me anything, and I'll give it to you. Shades of Shlomo Melech. Ask me anything, and I'll give it to you. Shene'emar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim Perek Beis. This is Tehillim Perek Beis, Pesukim Zayin through Ches. It says, Asapra el chok, and the Gomer is, Hashem amar elai b'ni ata, ani hayom yilad aticha, sha'al mi meni, ask for me, ve'enna goyim nachlasecha. Right? It seems to be Mashiach ben David is explaining what Hashem told him. Hashem said, ask me anything. So the cave of Sherah, Mashiach ben Yosef, Shinerag, where Mashiach ben David sees that Mashiach ben Yosef is killed, Omer Lefanav, he says to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Eini V'Kachash M'cho Elechai, the only thing I ask from you is life. I don't need anything else. So Amar Lo, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to him, that's, you don't have to ask me for that. Chayim, you don't have to ask me that. Ad Shelo Amarta, even before you ask for this, Far Hisnabe Alecha David Avicha, David, your father, has already asked you, for you, has already requested this. Shneamar, this is Tehillim, also in Parakov Aleph, it says, they're talking about a tefillah of her David, about that Mashiach should come from him. It says, Chayim Sha'al Mimcha Nisata Lo Aruch Yamim Olam Voed, that it's, and then it says, Etno Goyim Lachasecha, I know something it says, Chayim Sha'al, you already asked for life, and they already gave it to you. So somehow that they Kadosh Baruch has already, you know, reply to the request from his forefather David that he doesn't need to ask for a chayim. So I don't know what the continuation of the story is. Does he say, oh, okay, I'm good, or does he say, oh, okay, let me ask for something else? Seems to just end off. Okay. Now the Gemara's going to go back and deal with Yetzer Hara. Darish Rabbi Avira, the Itema Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Shiva Shemos Yesh Lo Yetzer Hara. There are seven names given to the Yetzer Hara. Okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kerou Ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls the Yetzer Hara, calls it Ra. Shenemar, the pasuk says, after the Mapul, it says, Ayomer Shem Alivo, Lo Asif LeKalel, Odeth HaAdamah. He says, why? Ki Yetzer Lev HaAdam Ra Minu Ra. The Yetzer in the person is Ra. So the Yetzer Hara is called Ra. Moshe Kerou Arel. Moshe calls him Arel, like uncircumcised, because it says, and this isn't the Tochacha, Moshe Gisman Yisrael, the Perikir of Devarim, Umaltem Es Arlas Levavchem. You should remove the orla on your heart. The orla on your heart, what's in your heart? That's the Yetzer Hara. He calls it Arel. David Kara'o Tameh. This is an interesting one. David calls the Yetzer Hara Tameh. Shinamar, because the pasuk says in Tehillim, Lev Tahor B'Ro'al Elokim, a pure heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking for to have a pure heart, Michlav Ikatameh. Masha, that if he's asking for the pure, that the inference is that there is one that's Tameh. There's one that's not actually, you don't see what he calls in the pasuk, it's more of an inference from over here. So that was number three. Number four, Shlomo Kira'u Soneh. Shlomo calls the Yetzer Hara a Soneh. Shinamar, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, Perek of Aleph, again, it's Perek of Aleph, Pesuk and Chav Aleph, Ruch of Beis, Im Ra'ev Son Acha, right away, if your Soneh is hungry, Ha'achilu Lechem, give him bread. Im Sameh, and if he's thirsty, Hashkeyu Mayim, give him water. Ki Gecholim Ata Chote Al Rosho V'Hashem Yishamelach. It's put coals on, stoke coals on his head, and Hashem will repay you. Meaning, if your Yetzer Hara is hungry, I mean, he wants to do a Dvar Avera, give him bread. You know, everything's with Torah. Everything in Mishnah is with Torah. Feed him Torah. And if he's thirsty, feed him Torah. But he could, and Al Tikrei Yishalem Lecha Ela Yashli Menulach. Meaning, if you do all this, Hashem will help you. So he calls the Yetzer Hara a Sone, your enemy. Okay? Yishayahu karo mikshal. Yishayahu calls it a mikshal, calls it a stumbling block. Shneamar, solu, solu, panu derech, harimu mikshal mi derech ami. They have gone wayward. Remove the mikshal from the way of my nation. So it's a mikshal, Yishayahu is a mikshal. Yecheskel karo evan. Yecheskel calls it a stone. Shneamar, as Yecheskel talking about, Yibos Mashiach. The hasirosi es lev ha'evan mi bisarchem, v'nasati lechem lev basar. I'll remove the stone heart and give you a flesh heart. I'll take away the Yetzer Hara from you. So Yetzer Hara is considered to be the Eben. Yoel Kiro Tzifoni. Yoel calls him the hidden one, not north. Tzifoni means the hidden one, like Tzafun, hidden. Right? Shenemar, Ves Hatzifoni, Archik Me'alechem. The hidden one, in the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu will distance the Yetzer Hara, which is hidden in the heart of a person, like we're going to see soon in the Gemara. The Yetzer Hara is hidden inside the heart. Just a there is the pasuk in Parshas Devarim. It said during talking about the travels of Bnei Yisrael, it says Penu lachem tzafona, you know, turn northward. There's a famous kliyachar on that tzafon over there. That tzafona that doesn't mean north. Yidarshan tzafona to mean tzafon, to mean hidden. Meaning now you're going into the nations of the world. Kliyachar is a beautiful drasha. Now you're going into the nations of the world. You're going to see Moab and Ammon and Edom, Sichon. You're going to pass all these people. Take all the riches and hide it. Don't be ostentatious. Don't show your don't. He says over there, the whole reason for the galus is because somebody who has 100 shows as if he has 1,000, and he tries to sneers safun, hide your things, especially when you're going out to ask for people and deal with other people. You should be sanua. That's just done.
Aren't these all from
not all of them. Kadosh Baruch was talking about the Mabel. Moshe is talking about the Arel. David calls it, David's making a tefillah. Shlomo's giving advice.
The last three.
Right, but they're making a tefillah of what's going to be an Asi Lavo, and Asi Lavo when he removes the Yetzer Hara, and how do they describe the Yetzer Hara.
In the future, are we not going to have to worry about that stuff?
Yeah, I don't understand the whole thing that the Yetzer Hara is going to be gone in the future. Isn't there a Gemara that talks about that they try to kill the Yetzer Hara, and even the chicken didn't lay an egg? So why then they say, oh, we can't do that, we just had to blind it. Meaning the Yetzer Hara is necessary. How do you get rid of the Yetzer Hara in Asi Lavo? We tried it in this world, and it didn't work. It didn't really work, right?
It's sort of different from that world.
Is it according to the Rambam? It's the exact same thing. Who says it's machlokas? Who said Rambam says there's no difference between this world and Olam Haba except for
Shiva Malchus.
Shiva Malchus.
No, I still say Kafin Shar.
Okay. So now the Gemara now brings the Braisa that is Dorish the entire pasuk that we brought by Yoel. All right, the Yoel is in Perak based pasuk Ches. So Tana Rabbanan. Okay, so I'll read the whole pasuk. Pasuk is Es Hatzifoni Archik Me'alechem Vidachtiv El Eret Tzia Ushmama Es Panav El Hayam Hakadmoni V'Sofe El Yam Acharon The Allah V'Sho V'Sa'al Tzachanoso Kigdil La'Sos. So what does that mean? What's the Taitz? Marcel, what's the pasuk? You have to Taitz the pasuk. I don't have Taitz the pasuk in English.
Oh, that's on the job.
You're the front row. You're the front row.
I'll listen to you.
Who's in the beginning?
All right, I read the whole thing. So, at Tzfoni Arhik Me'aleichem, where it says that the Tzfoni, I will distance from you. The hidden one, I will distance from you. Ze Yetzahara, that's the Yetzahara, Tzafun, Vomeid Bilubo Shel Adam. And he was hidden and stands in the heart of the person. In the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to distance himself from there, distance it from there. The Hidachtiv El Eretz Tzia Ushmama. I will push him off, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'll push him off, Limakom, She'im Bnei Adam, Mitsuyim, Lizgaros Behen. I'm going to put him with Napoleon on the island. I'm going to send him out. I'm going to send him away. And then it says, why? I think is the reason. Because Espanav El Hayam HaKadmoni. Because his face was to the east, I think. Shenasan Einav B'Mikdash Rishon. Because he put his eyes to the Mikdash Rishon, which is the Kadmon, the original one. Nasan Einav B'Mikdash Rishon. V'Hirchivo Barok Tamidi Chachamim Shebo. And he destroyed it. And he killed the Tamidi Chachamim. Only the Tamidi Chachamim killed. What about everybody else? Okay. And then it says, another reason why I'm going to send it into exile, V'sofo Eliyam Acharon. Because he also, Shenasan Einav B'Mikdash Hasheni, he put his eyes on the second base of English, the Hech Rivo, and destroyed it, the Harag Tamidi Chachamim Shebo, and also killed all the Tamidi Chachamim there. I don't know what that means. Okay. V'Allah, right, and then it continues, V'Allah V'Asho, V'Ta'al Tzachan Aso, and also, Shemeniach Umas Olam, U'miskareb Esmeim Shei Yisrael. And he also, the reason why I'm putting him in exile is because he allows the Umas of the world to bother the Sonam Shei Yisrael, which means actually Yisrael. So that's why he's deserving of this exile. And the pasuk continues, Ki Higdil La'asos, because he did this great thing, Ki Higdil La'asos, Amar Abai U'b'Talmidei Chachamim Yosher Mikulam. The Yetzer Hara bothers the Talmidei Chachamim more than anybody else. Ki Ha Da'Abaye, the Yetzer, right, basically when you say, Kol HaGadol Himeno Yetzer HaGadol, anyone who has a greater person has a bigger Yetzer Hara, or whatever that means. But the Abaye proves it from the following Maise. Ki Ha Da'Abaye Shamei Lugaber Da'Kamar Lahi Yitzesa. Abaye hears this one guy speaking to this one woman that they both basically need to go to the same place. They're going to share a calf, right? They're going to share a sheru together. Naktim v'nezio ba'orcha. So let's get up together. Let's get up in the morning and before it gets light, and we'll go. And we'll go on the way. So Amar Abaye says to himself, Azil afrishinu me'isura. I got to go with them to make sure that there's no avera. I mean, there's yichud. I mean, even with two people, there's yichud. Two men and one woman. I'm not sure how that works. But I guess he's going to watch to make sure nothing happens. So Azal Basrayu, I don't think so. So Azal Basrayu plus a parse ba'agma. He follows them for three parsos, I guess as they're on the side of a lake, and nothing happened. There was no sins. So now they reach to a point where their paths diverge, right? Their paths are going to split off from one to another. He held a parshu mehadadi when they were separated from each other. Shaminu de ka'amri, Abaye heard them saying, Orchin richika. The difference between my place and your place is too big, and we have to separate. Vitzavsim b'tzima. I think it means that it's a shame because we could have. It's chaval that we have to separate because we're good travel buddies. So, but they went all this distance and nothing happened. So Abaye says himself, he gets all disappointed. Iman desani lihava. If my enemy was there, meaning me, my enemy was being misyachid with this woman, lo have much like kumin ashe. I would never have been able to conquer my Yetzirah, and I would have sinned. So Abaye gets all depressed. This partial guy was able to suppress and able to conquer, and Abaye says he would not have they been able to. So Azel Tulanashi Bibur Dadasha. He sits in the doorpost. I don't know why he's sitting there. Umitsair, and he's upset. So Asa Husava. So this elderly man comes, brought down the Husava. Oftentimes Rashi brings it down to Menachos, and Tosfos Chulin says it that anytime it says Husava, the Kavana is to Eliyahu Hanavi, even though it's a difficulty of that to remember. But okay, so this Hahu Saba comes, Tanalei, and says to him, Kol HaGodol Mechavero, Yitzro Godol Hamenu. Whoever is greater from his friend has a bigger Yitzhara. So therefore, you would have had, the reason why you're upset is because you would have had a bigger Yitzhara. But usually, what's the name of the conqueror, the greater? A, what does that mean? And B, so he would have had a bigger Yitzhara, so don't worry, I understand that. You would have been able to do so. The reason why he's a Godol is because he's able to conquer that Yitzhara. Okay. I don't really know.
What was the big I don't know it's an esoteric story, and I don't get it. He was there. There were two men and a woman there. So it's a big deal that one didn't take advantage of the other. There was somebody else there. It wasn't secretive.
I don't know. It says here that he went behind them. So he maybe wasn't with them. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe he just was watching, and maybe they didn't know. I have no idea. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. So now the Gemara is going to bring more Marmarin about the battle with the Yetzer Hara. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Yitzchak shel Adam is kaber alav b'chol yom. Every day the Yetzer Hara tries to strengthen and go upon you. Shnei Amar, as the pasuk says, by Dor Hamavol, it says Rak kol hayom. They are evil all day, every day. So every day it goes more and more of the Yetzer Hara, right? Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Shimon ben Lakish says, Yitzchak shel Adam eskaber lo b'chol yom v'kapish l'amiso. Every day the Yetzer Hara gets stronger and he wants to kill you, right? To trick you to do averos, which will cause you to die. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Sofer Rasha la tzadikim v'kesh l'amiso. The Rasha, I guess, looks for the tzadik and wants to kill him. The Ilmalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu she'ozelam, if not for the help of the Holy One, blessed be He, Einu yachalo, we would not be able to conquer him. Right, Shenemar, as the pasuk says afterwards, the pasuk says, Hashem lo yazvenu biyado, Hashem will not leave him in his hands. Below yarshienu v'hishapto, and he won't allow the Russia to the Ra to conquer the good. Meaning, without the help of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we would never be able to conquer the Yetzer Hara. Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, they learned the Braisa in the Beis Medrash Rabbi Yishmael. Im paga b'chal manuvel zeh, if this disgusting one, which I guess we're assuming is the Yetzer Hara, if the disgusting one approaches you, mashchel le Beis Medrash. The answer is very brisker Gemara here. Call to the Beis Medrash. Sit and learn. Go learn Torah. Im ebenhu, if the Yetzer Hara appear to you as a stone, nimoach, it will disintegrate or melt away. Im barzelhu, and if it's iron, mitbotzeit, I guess it's gonna explode, sparkle. Im ebenhu nimoach, if it's a stone, it's going to disintegrate, because sometimes the Torah is compared to water. Diksiv, ho kol tzamei luchumayim. All thirsty ones go to the mayim. Uksiv avanim shachachumayim, and stones will get disintegrated by water. So that the water, the Torah, will take care of the oven. In barzel hu mitbotzeitz, if it's barzel, well, the Torah is also called ish, right? Dichsiv halo ko divarai kaish. My words are kaish num Hashem ukepatish yifotzeitz sela, and with, it has the power to, I guess, to explode, to burn up the iron, the metal. Have any problems? Go learn. Go to the base writers. So I remember the saying that in yeshiva all the time. Just go learn. Just gonna go learn. I wasn't sure if we meant that this is a distraction or it actually works. I think it works. So I'm Rishmuel Var Nachmini. Rishmuel says, I'm Rav Yonason, Yetzer Hara Misiso L'Adam Ba'olam Hazeh. The Yetzer Hara tries to seduce the person in this world, and then it seduces you to do the Avera, Umeid Alav La'olam Abba, and then comes and testifies against you in the next world. He's like, do this. Look at that. So that's what he does, right? Because the pasuk says in Mishlei, Mifanek Minoar Avdo, right? Somehow I don't know how the titus. Vacheriso Yehemanun. When it tries to seduce you when you were a child, and at the end it's going to be a manun. The question is, what's a manun? Right? We're saying here, manun means testimony. Number one, two problems. One other problem you have is that the Yetzer Hara is your oyev, it's your enemy, and we know Hilchos Eidus, the enemy is not allowed to testify. So how is the Yetzer Hara permitted to testify? All right, maybe I should bring in. What's he smirking? Okay. I heard that, Kasha. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So, what's he smirking? Okay. So how do we know Manon? How do we know that Manon
is a ruler?
Right. So how do you know Manon is? It means it, testimony. So Shekain, the at bach sharabichia korin lasahada Manon. If we move the letters in the way of at bach sharabichia, it comes to sahada transfers into Manon. What's at bach? So basically, atbach is, if you look at Rashi, because atbach, alphabetahu, it's a way of looking at the aleph base. Aleph goes to tes, aleph and tes intertwine. Anything that turns into anything together that makes 10, flip around. That makes 100, flip around. So aleph tuf, base, aleph tes, base, ches, gimel, zayin, dalet vav, hari asirios. Right? The hey is left out. Those all equal 10, so those letters can switch out. And then, yud and sadi, kuf and pei, lamin and ayin, Mem and Samach, Hare Meos. They also can flip around. They equal 100. Kuf, Sadi, Resh, Pei, Shin, Tes, Hare Alfayim. Those all combine to equal, I guess, 1,000. Then they can flip around. So each letter is intertwined. V'nasharu Hanach. What's left over is Hanach, meaning the Hey, Nun, and the Chot. Shalo Haya Lehei Ben Zug Ba'asiris, Lo Nun Ben Zug Ba'meos, Lefi Seder Osios, Velo Lechof Ben Zug Ba'alpayim. The Chibram Yachat. So they can intertwine with each other. Right, so Nimsa, Derech Aleph Bezeh Sahada Manon. If we do it this way, Sahada, which is Aramaic for testimony, is the same word as Manon. How does that work? Samach Min Samach Min Mas the Makom Mem. So the Samach, right, the Samach and the Mem switch over. Hey Min Hein B'Makom Nun. The hey can switch over to nun, right? Because we said that hey and nun and chok can switch over. So that's how they switch over there. Dalas min dav b'makom vav. Right, so dalas from the dal vav is from the switch with the vav. But old hey b'makom nun, another hey, ends up that my nun is transferred into sahada.
So Rav Chibshah is coming, he invents some form of blue? Yeah.
Basically. I don't know.
He's saying it out loud, would do what?
What?
Saying it straight would have done what?
Saying what straight?
The
Manon right means a ruler, doesn't mean a witness. It would have messed up the drasha.
Now we're saying that
Manon means Sahada, yeah. And therefore it says at the beginning he makes it you, and the end he testifies against you.
Right.
Okay.
So drasha. I got it.
Ravuna Rami. Ravuna asks a stira between two psukim. So I got my receiving. You can ask stiros. You can ask kashas on the Agadah. So my question before is valid. So Rav Huna Rami. Ksiv, it says, by in Hoshaya, it says, Ki ruach zinonim hit'ah. That this wind of zinun, he'll trick you. Meaning the Yetzihara tricks you. That it's mashm here. The Yetzihara is outside of you. And it comes to you and seduces you. Uksiv, it says later on there, Ruach Zununim Bikirbam. It's within you, meaning it's part of you. So is the Yetzirah an outside influence or an inside influence? The Gemara says, no, it's both. But Tchil Hitam, in the beginning, the Yetzirah is outside of you, and then you let it in, right? Petach Chatas Rovetz. You can't get in, right? Tchil Hitam, Ulevasov Bikirbam, and at the end, it comes into you. Again, there's another Kliyakar in Bereshit that says, Petach Chatas Rovetz. What does it mean that the Chatas stands by the entrance? So he says that sin, you know, is similar to a fruit. You know, in the beginning, the fly, if you don't bite into the fruit, the fly can't get there. A full fruit that hasn't been in there, the flies can't get inside. It's like you take a bite and you open up just the door just a little bit, and all the fruit flies, all the bugs can get there. So the same thing when it comes to sin. If you don't do anything, it's outside you, you can't let it in. Once you open the door a little bit, boom, it's going to come get you. Wow. Second Kliyaka today. Amar Rava. Rava says, Batchila Karau Helech. In the beginning, they call the Yitzhahara Heilich, which is just somebody like an acquaintance. Ulevasov Kro Oreach. And then later on, it becomes your guest. Ulevasov Karo Yish. Now it becomes a Balabas. It becomes the Ish. Right? Same idea. Shenemar. Now this is talking about the Tachacha that Nasan Hanabi gave to David when, after David took Bathsheba, who was the wife of Uriah. The Pasuk there says, it's the muscle of the rich guy and the poor guy taking the sheep. Right, Shnei Anashim Hayu Yerachad, Vashir Hayav Tzon Ubakar Harbeim Od, Uvivarash, the poor guy, Ein Ki Im Kivsa Achas Katana, meaning David HaMelech, who had all these wives, was considered to be the Ashir, and Uriah, who had one, is the Ani. And there it says, Vayavo, Heilech Leish HaAshir, Heilech comes to the rich guy, Vayachmol HaKachas Mitzono, Umit Karos Latzos Oreach, and he decides to take the sheep of the poor guy as Oreach, Uksiv, and afterwards says, Vayikach Es Kivsas HaIsh Harash by Yaseha Liish Habayilav. He takes the kevas of this man and he becomes the man. So you see the level. First he's called a Helach, then an Oreach, then an Ish. It's just the levels of comfort that the Yetzirah has in you based on your, how much you let him in. Right? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Eber Katan Yeshlo La'odam. There is this one small limb that a person has. Assuming it's the Aver of Tashmish, Mar Evo, if you starve it, Saveya, then it's filled. Masbio, but if you feed it, Ra'ev, it becomes hungry. The more you feed it, the more hungry you get. It's not satisfied. Shinemar, Kimar Isam, the Yisba'u. If you do Ra to your body, Kimar Isam, you don't fill your taivos, then Savo. So the less you do, the more satisfied it would be. Amar Rav Chana Bar Acha, Amar Bei Rav, talk again about the Yetzirah, Arba'a, Mischaret, Alein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebe'eram. There are four things, Kabayachal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has charata on, that he should not have, he wish he did not create, I don't know what that means. The Eluhain, and these are these four things, Golos, the exile, Kazdim, the Chaldeans, destroy the first base of Midrash, Yishma'elim, and the Yetzirah. So how do we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu has charata? Galus, the pasuk says when Hashem is talking about the Yishayo, we're talking to Yishayo about Yisrael sitting in Galus, is Yishayo parakim beis. And now, Mali Ponu Hashem, what am I doing here? That I had to take Bnei Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael and put them here. It seems like a Harata has, that's Harata. Kazdim, the Chaldeans who destroyed the first base of Meglush. Iksiv, again, this is by Yishayahu in Perich of Gimel. It says, Hain Eretz Kazdim Zeha'am Lohaya. I guess, meaning, translating is Halavai, that these people who sit here in Eretz Kazdim, that they didn't exist. Number three is the Yishma'elim, because it says in Eov, Yishlayu, Yishalyu, Ohalim, Lishodadim, Ubatuchos, Lamargize, Kel, Lasherhevi, Elokabi Ado. The Arabs, or the Arabim, are the ones who sit in peace in their tents, right, in the desert. Maybe these are more Bedouins, I don't know. And they tend sheep. In other, and then it says, Margizei El, I guess they're the ones who bother Hashem. Lasher hevi elo kabiado. I don't know, that proves that he has charata that they were created. What's the title of the pasuk? I don't know. Yetzirah, how does he know he has charata and Yetzirah? They say this is by Micha talking about kibbutz galios and achras hayomim. He says by Yomahu nu Hashem osafa hatzolea v'adidacha akabeit v'asher harei osi. He'll gather everybody from all the places that arosi, that I caused them to do evil. So it's mashal that Hashem caused all this evil, and therefore, I guess, he's going to bring them out from that evil, I guess, harata. I don't know how that proves harata, it just says in the future, he caused them to do evil, and in the future, I'm going to bring them back. But that's the fourth place of harata. And Amar B'Yochanan, El Malach Shalosh Mekros Halalo, had not been for the three psukim, right? Had not been for the final three psukim, Nis Motetu, Ragleim Shal Soneim Shal Yisrael. The Soneim Shal Yisrael, which means the Yisrael themselves, they wouldn't be able to stand because of all their sins. I mean, these three psukim give us an out. These are three psukim that give us a pesach to why we did all these averus. Number one pasuk says, "Vasher heira osi." I created the evil. I mean, if I touch both says, it was me. I was the one who put the evil there. Not your fault. The chadik siv hineka chomer biyaharutzer kein atem biyadi beis Yisrael. Right? You're like that's the famous piyut that we say in on Yom Kippur. We're like matter in the hands of the Creator. So whatever Hashem wants to do with us, it's not our fault. And number three, the idach. It says in Yechezkel. I will remove the hardened heart that was placed on you and replace it with a good heart. Meaning, it's my fault because I gave you this hard heart. So we see what I mean, that Kadosh Baruch Hu caused us to do the averus. I don't know what that means, and therefore we have an out. Rabbi Pasa Amar Achme Hainami. Even from here, you can see it. It says Etain Ves Ruchi Etain Birkir Bechem. I will put my spirit in you. This is also in Yechezkel. Pasuk continues, "Vasisi es Hashem b'chukai teilchu b'shachaitishu v'vasisem." I'll put my spirit in you, and then you'll do the mitzvahs. Meaning, until I put my spirit in you, you can't do the mitzvahs. So up to the point, up now, you weren't able to because my spirit wasn't within you. Let's blame, you know, blame God. You don't have to blame yourselves. I don't. Very, very.
What an out.
To me, of all the Gemaras we've read so far, this might be the most difficult. Very difficult.
Yeah.
Okay. Now the Gemara is going to deal with back to Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. So it says in Zechariah, Pasuk in Zechariah says, Perek Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Vayareini Hashem arba achar Hashem. Hashem showed Zechariah, like Hashem, Zechariah was talking about his visions, and Zechariah usually didn't know how to interpret the visions, and he had the Malach Adobir Vi would come and help him interpret what the visions were. So by, his vision was, Vayareini Hashem arba achar Hashem. Hashem told me in my, showed me in the dream, four Hashem, four carpenters. I mean, Zechariah is a carpenter. There are four carpenters. So who are the four carpenters? These are the four carpenters that are in the future going to come to save Bnei Yisrael. One of them is Mashiach ben David, one is Mashiach ben Yosef, one is Elio, and the fourth one is Kohen Tzedek, which they say is Malki Tzedek, which is shame. Why is he a carpenter? What did he create? He helped build the Teva. Okay, so no Kohen Tzedek. Okay. So Mesi Rav Sheshes, or Sheshi says, I hachi, if these are the four Charashim, Hainu Diksiv, how do you explain at the end of the Pasuk, or the continuation of the Pasuk, the next Pasuk, it says, the Omar Ma Ela Ba'im Lasos, and I said, what are they coming to do? What?
Yeah,
I'm quoting the beginning of the Pasuk. The Omar Ma Ela Ba'im Lasos, Vayomer Eli, and he says to me, Elaymor, Ela HaKranos Asher Zeru Es Yehuda. These are the Kranos, right, who are going to Zeru Yehuda, who are going to hurt Yehuda. What do you mean? You just told me that these are the Charashim who are going to help us do tshuva. And the Pasuk continues and says, these are the Charashim who are going to hit Bnei Yisrael. I go, how do the tshuva asu? Right? I thought these are coming to bring us to do tshuva. So Amar Leh, so Rav Chana says, Matter of Sheshis, Shapel the Sefer Dekra. Wait and go to the end of the Pasuk, which is the Malas answer, Shinamar. The Pasuk says, Vayavo Eile Lahacharid Osam Liados Ad Karnos Kagoyim Hanosim Karen El Eretz Yudal Zarosa. Meaning the Charashim that you saw are going to come and scare away the Karnos Asher Zeros Yudal. It's like part one and part three are connected. Part two is that they're describing. So Amar Leh, so Rosh Hashanah is back to him, Bahani Chana Bagdata Lamali. I shouldn't argue with you regarding Agadato. You're a Baki in Agadato more than me. I have no idea how to answer you. The possibility is these are the four Charashim that have come to help us. They're going to help us by getting rid of those people who are coming to hurt us. What is Malki Seda going to do with this? No idea. What does that mean? I mean, maybe, Malki Seda came after the battle was over. Malki Seda came out with food, and maybe it means the idea that we're going to be greeted with food and drink. I don't know. Okay, another nevuah. Right, this is by Micha Perek Hey. V'haya zeh shalom ashur ki yavo be'artzenu v'chi yidroch ba'amnosenu v'akeimonu alav shiva roim u'shmona nischei adam. Right, it's going to be peace. We're going to come into our land. We're going to be in our palaces. And he's going to put upon us seven shepherds and eight nischei adam. I don't know what nischei adam mean. Seven great people. So my ninu, who are the seven roim? David be'emsa, David in the middle, Adam, Shais, Mishushelach, Mimino. So Adam, Shais, Mishushelach will be in David's right. And Avram, Yaakov, and Moshe on his left. Yitzhak is missing.
Yeah, shot in those seven?
Yeah.
What's Shais doing there?
So Adam, Shais, Mishushelach are the tzaddikim that existed before the Mabel, right?
Yeah.
So they're tzaddikim. Mishushelach was a tzaddik Amor. That's what you have. So you're talking about different types of tzaddikim. You have the tzaddikim, three tzaddikim that existed before the world was destroyed. And it's three tzaddikim later. But I don't know why Yitzhak is missing. It says here that Yitzhak is not here because in Asid Lavo, based on the Drasha of Masechta Shabbos, he is going to go and save his sons from the din of Gehenna. So Yitzhak's busy. So he can't sit there because Yitzhak is busy going to get everybody out of Gehenna. That's the seven Roim. And who are the eight Nesichei Adam? That's Yishai, Shaul, Shmuel, Amos, Fanya, Tzidkaya, Mashiach, and Eliyahu. I don't have Shana either. What?
Banya?
Who's Banyas? Who? Who are you talking about? I didn't say Amos. Okay. So now the Mishnah goes back down to earth. The Mishnah had mentioned that they had these menoros of Zahav in this area where they had the Simchas Beis Yehoshua, and there were four golden bowls on top of them, and there were four ladders that went up to each of them, and they would climb up these ladders to put the oil in. And it said, Tana and Abraisa, Gofa shal menorah chamishim amah. The height of each menorah was 50 amos high. Yerushalmi says that they were 100 amos. But now we can hear that it's 50 amos high. And then when Mishnah said, the arboy yiladim shal pir hakuna, four young kohanim would go up on the ladders, ubiyadehem kadeh shemen shal meyev eshim log. And they had in their hands jugs of oil of 120 log that they would put in the bowls. So the question is does each one have 120 log? Or is that it's 40, 40, 40, 40? So, Ibayiluhu, Meyav Esrim Log Kulu, Odil Mekol Chavichad. Is it in total or each individually? So, Tashma, we'll bring a raya, Biyadeyem, in each of the four children, Kadeh Shemen Shal Shloshim Shloshim Log, each of them has, sorry, 40, 40, 40, it's 30, 30, 30, my math is off, that would be 160, 30 times 420, right? Each of them had 30 log, Shehem Kula Meyav Esrim Log, each of what that has together equals 120 log. So, Tana, we learn in a braisa, the Hain, these Yeladim that are carrying up the jugs of oil up the ladders, they are Mishubachim Hayu Yoser Mibina Shal Marta Ben Baitos. I guess they were stronger than the son of Marta Ben Baitos. Remember, Marta Ben Baitos, we came across her in the Gemara in Gittin, that she was a wealthy Amana that lived in Yerushalayim at the end of the second Beis Hamikdash. Obviously, her husband wasn't such Miyuchas, but her sons were named after her. She ends up marrying, I think, Yoshua ben Gamla. Okay, so and apparently there are legends about her son who was very, very powerful, I guess. So Amru al Bena Shal Marta ben Baitus Hayanotel Shtei Yerechos Shal Shor Hagadol Shelakul Pe'elav Zuz. he would take the two thighs of a big cow that was purchased with 1,000 zuz, and he would bring them to the base, to the mizbeach, umahalech, and he would just carry them nice and easily, I guess, up the keves, onto the mizbeach, umahalech, akev bitzad godel. I guess he would just be like, head, you know, heel to toe, basically. He would walk nice and easily with these heavy limbs on him. Below he nichu echav hakonim lasos kein. But the rest of the Kohanim couldn't do that, right? Mishum berova mahadras melech. They weren't able to. I guess everybody else would. Remember, he used to chop up the 24 pieces, but he was able to carry it, I guess, all by his lonesome. And these guys were more stronger than that. My mishubachim. So why were they stronger? Ilame mishum yukro. If you say because of the weight, hani yikir tvei. The two limbs are strong, are heavier than shloshim lug. Ela hasam there by benashal marta kevesh umiruba velo zakif. It's a nice small incline. It's very easy to walk up. It's easier to walk up a very, you know, it's graded and it's nice and smooth ride up. But hacha here by these pirchei kahuna sulamas v'zakituva, they're carrying up ladders. It's much more difficult to carry these things going straight up a ladder. That's why they're considered more meshubach than the bana of marta ben baitus. We will stop over here.